Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Our preaching today comes from the United States and is by Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the Thomas More Center preaching team out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her reflection is entitled, Sights and Sounds of the Heart.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowd in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and they will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what they have will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears.'" They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I will heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord. In today's Gospel, it seems as though Jesus is suggesting that we take time to have our sight and hearing tested. I wear glasses all the time, not just occasionally. And I also have hearing aids in both ears. Anyone among us with similar aids for daily living understands the importance of regular examinations. Just in this passage alone, there are 6 or 7 references to eyes and seeing, and ears and hearing. However, Jesus seems to be saying that even with 20/20 vision and perfect hearing, we may still not grasp the mysteries of the kingdom of God. The mysteries of the kingdom of God. What does that mean? I'd suggest it is knowing a God of unconditional love who calls us to loving communion with one another in peace, justice, mercy, and compassion. It is the belief of the early church for whom this gospel was written that Jesus came among us, lived a human life, died as a martyr, and was rewarded with resurrection, all so that everyone might be free. Finally, and most importantly, this Jesus assures all of resurrection and life forever. The mysteries of the kingdom. I imagine the disciples gathered around Jesus, asking him about why he tells stories that are parables. They may have often heard these parables and, like most, would have gone away scratching their heads, searching for the meaning, because that seems to be exactly the response that Jesus is looking for. He does not say outright, but challenges the hearers to talk it over with one another, to sleep on it, and through the sharing and reflecting, to come to brand new understandings and insights that lay below the surface. I think this is the nature of a parable, the parables that Jesus used. And so it seems that this is the section of Matthew, and it fits this description. Tucked in the middle is the quote from Isaiah, referencing the importance of an understanding heart. Could this be the clue to what gives perfect hearing and perfect sight? Could this be the clue to understanding the mysteries of the kingdom? An understanding heart? And then there is Jesus' curious cryptic statement that those who have will receive more, will grow rich, while those who do not have will experience the loss of everything. What's this all about? Is it about economic wealth? Surely not. Jesus made it very clear that economically poor people are blessed and will show us the way. So perhaps those who have an understanding heart, who have a commitment to love and mercy and forgiveness, will only expand more and more in spiritual holiness and maturity. It has nothing to do with economic success or monetary wealth. Conversely, those who live their lives in selfishness and arrogance and ego-driven pursuits will lose all connections and be isolated and lonely and unhappy without ever discovering the mercy of God and God's unconditional love. Today, we too can imagine ourselves in the crowd before Jesus, hearing him give this parable-like teaching. As he looks us all over, will he notice you and me? Will he observe our keen insight and perfect hearing, allowing us to spread the good news wherever we go? Will he be able to sense our desire for eyes that truly see, that can discern, that can make connections, and ears that can pick up the slightest sounds, sights and sounds of the heart? I am almost certain he will.